Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lee, I've been wondering when this would happen, when this would begin, if you welcome the world's worst gangs, worst cartels in your country, then you welcome whatever they do in other countries, and then you combine that with really liberal prosecution because you want them to stay and vote Democrat one day. What do you get? Well, you get essentially what they do in other countries. I've been forecasting that this would begin to happen for a while, that you would see pushback from the gangs and the cartels. They would begin to execute police officers and eventually work their way up to political candidates, which is what they do in their home countries. Most particularly Mexico. And if you want an open border with Mexico, you're going to have whole cities where, you know, whoever challenges those on the cartel payroll for, you know, a seat on the city council just wind up dead. That's the norm. It will happen. It is only a matter of time. It starts with the killing of police officers, police chiefs, and then it goes from there. And look what we have in the New York Post headline. Oh, and wait, I have the wrong one here. I'm sorry. Well, anyway, while I'm finding it, it's Tren de Aragua has now allegedly the leaders given permission to not just beat cops, but to execute them should they get in the way of the gang. So now remember me originally talking about this? Because you could see this was something different in New York. Remember the cops who got the tar beaten out of them by those illegal immigrants?
Right. Just because they were asked to move along.
Yes. They hadn't even arrested anybody or, you know, they weren't resisting arrest. Nothing
No threat. No threat whatsoever.
No. What they were doing was they were on like mopeds and they were stealing women's purses with an eye toward bigger purses that might contain laptops, cell phones, things like that. And then they were taking those and selling them. So the police officer simply said to the Tren de Aragua gang, you got to move on. You can't hang out here victimizing people. He didn't even bother to arrest him. They beat the heck out of that cop and another cop. By the way, they just got a plea deal from Alvin Bragg because it's not a big, you know, if you're not perceived to be a Republican, then, you know, whatever you want to do, it's all good. Beat a cop in the street. No big deal. Okay. So, look, I can't help but wonder if Tren de Aragua didn't see that in New York and go, well, you know what? We'll just go right on to what we were doing. We'll just go ahead and start killing cops. Who, you know, get in our way. Don't see it our way. And that's where we are this morning. Breaking news from, you know, from the New York Post. This is what they're going to begin doing. They have gotten the green light for members to shoot U.S. cops. That's according to a Homeland Security memo. Green light to attack and open fire on cops. So you have to understand, look, cops have always been shot in the line of duty. And I know I could hear Democrats out in the audience go, no, it's no big deal. I mean, they've always been. No, this is different. This is if they refuse to go on the payroll, if they challenge you or your territory, you can murder them. That's what this is, as they do in other countries. That's what this is. Credible human sources from Colorado provided information on Tren de Aragua, giving the green light to fire on and attack law enforcement before, I guess, they could merely beat them for interfering with their, you know, with their territory. Yeah. Where does this lead? In case you're wondering what comes next for you. And you could just put in, I mean, it's fascinating to read. You could put in Mexico and police chief murdered cartel. And if you're not on the payroll there, you usually don't make it a year. Sometimes they kill your entire family and you, sometimes just you, but you'll need a full security detail to resist them. By the way, this goes for judges too. This is why judges don't convict them, because judges get killed as well. And this is how this ends. So what happens? Well, it works all the way on up to, if you're a candidate and you're running and you're not on their payroll, they kill you. And this is all coming, it's all coming here. Headline, Mexican candidate assassinations hit grim record ahead of Sunday's election. This is in Mexico. This is back in May. Number of assassinated candidates in Mexico, 37 dead.
37 candidates assassinated.
Yes.
Prior to an election.
Uh-huh. 37. Yep.
Not attempted assassinations, but 37 people that are dead.
No, there were 121 attempted assassinations, 37 successful.
Okay. So there you go.
So many people hurt, some dodged the bullet.
Right.
But yeah, no, that's what happened. If you do not have the cartel's permission, this is not Tren de Aragua. Tren de Aragua is a Venezuelan gang, but this is just how it works. If you do not have their permission to run, they will kill you. They will kill you. And it just is the way that it is.
For now.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's the 37 dead. That's one more than the 36 dead in the last election cycle. Incredible these people continue to run without getting permission. Honestly, that's an act of bravery. Listen to the total of attacks on candidates. So this is, includes assassination attempts, over 100 of those. And then just brick throwing, rock throwing, assaults. Beatings is another common one. They'll beat you as a warning. And by the way, this is Reuters I'm quoting. 828 total non-lethal attacks on candidates during the current election season. Up from 749.
Non-lethal attacks, which are actually, you know, physical violence as opposed to just, you know, verbal altercations, which would be reported here in this country.
Yeah, usually it's an escalation of violence. They will, you know, like leave a bomb in your yard. It goes off, shatter your windows, shoot through your windows. Next time it's a beating. If you don't listen, drop out, then they try to kill you. And so this is where Tren de Aragua is heading. And that was why I remember at the time I made such a big deal of the beating of those officers, because it was so different. Mm-hmm. Because it was a punishment for the officer questioning the illegal immigrant gang member's right to be in the territory. And you just don't do that.
In New York City.
In New York City.
1,000 miles from the border.
Yes. That's their territory. The cops, where they come from, understand you don't question that. And you know who else understands it? The prosecutor, too. He didn't care. He cut a plea deal with him. So that's where we are. And I have said we are going to lose territory in this country to these cartels because of the combination of open borders and liberal prosecutors. We're going to have whole city councils, county commissions that are controlled by cartels with whichever Democrat is not on their, you know, not on their payroll, not being able to do it. I don't think we're going to have it in right wing areas because I think we just won't put up with it.
Well, former President Trump has already been, making some noise about this. And in fact, I saw a headline just yesterday. I think it was Rolling Stone magazine talking about that, that Trump wants to bomb Mexico. Do you see that?
No, I didn't. I'm going to look that up right now. Tell me about it.
Well, here's the thing. This is something that Trump has talked about for quite some time, is that if these drug cartels are going to continue to be a threat to this country, to national security, whether it is the safety of the citizens or anyone else, that he is willing to consider, and this is all he's been talking about, using special forces to go into Mexico and take out these drug, you know, assassinate maybe some of these drug cartel kingpins.
Okay, yeah, I just pulled it up. Yeah, it's
Which, quite honestly, to me sounds like a rational. Listen, I'm not talking about invading Mexico. That's certainly not the situation. However, if you have a sovereign nation next door to you that is allowing illegal activity and is threatening the lives and the sovereignty of your nation, why would you not go after them?
And they're going to have to ultimately do that to kill off the head of the snake, because it's not going to get killed off in Democrat areas. I'm telling you, you are going to see Democrat areas where the entire city council is owned by the Mexican cartel.
Right. And nor is it going to be taken care of in Mexico, where is actually the problem.
Yeah. They're not going to stop it.
No.
No, you're just going to have a string of bodies. By the way, if you look up what is going on, Kristi Noem, the governor of
South Dakota.
Is it South Dakota? I always get them confused.
Yeah, South Dakota
was saying this is a problem because on Indian territory, the cartels have come in and taken over those Indian tribes. She can't do anything with state law enforcement.
Right.
And the feds, I guess, aren't getting it done. They're going through these Indian reservations now, killing off the leaders, taking over, running the place, using them as hubs for production of drugs and distribution of drugs. And they'll just come in and kill you if you don't go along with it. She said, I don't know what to do.
Well, she can't, because it is sovereign territory.
Yeah.
The Indian reservations are sovereign Indian nation territories. The U.S. federal government does not have jurisdiction there unless they are asked to come in to do something. And that's what's happening. These cartels are using that, using that particular unique situation in the United States where you have a sovereign nation within this nation to circumvent the law and to, you know, advance their own profitability.
And this, like, this very much scares me. And this is what the Battleground America podcast was on yesterday with, you know, what I think is happening. I think the Democrat Party is merging with the Quds Force, with the Iranian National Guard, with the mullahs. I think they have common political interests. I think they'd both like to see Trump out of the race. And I think they're working together. I mean, when you have, when you're looking at these violent protests on the ground in America, and what do we learn from Politico? Joe Biden's, you know, donors are funding them. So's Iran, with the money Joe Biden has given them, billions of dollars, $80 billion just the last 3 months alone that was frozen under Trump. If Trump wins, that money's going to be frozen. So those mullahs are highly motivated to get rid of Trump. And so are the Democrats. And you see them kind of working together in a weird way. You see them unsecuring and insecuring the Trump rallies at the same time. Iran is sending new assassins. And you just got to wonder, eventually, will the Democrats figure out, maybe it's already starting, that they can use these foreign entities that are crossing our border as shock troops, deniable assassins, partners, if you will, with mutual interests. So nobody has to tell anybody else what to do. They just know, like in Mexico, 37 candidates dead. Well, we just wake up one day and our candidates are dead. It happens in Mexico and the border's open. There's nothing to keep it from happening here, other than in red areas, law enforcement will fight it. But what if we lose control of blue areas to this? Because I think that's coming. I think all of it's coming, unless we close that border. So, Lee, I think Trump may not have a choice. I mean, are you going to trust the FBI to go in and what? Clean up a city council entirely controlled by the cartels, where the cartels kill whoever runs against them, like happens in Mexico? No, I don't trust the FBI. Trump would have to, or whoever's president, would have to send kill teams down to Mexico to take it out at the head of the snake. But I think all this is coming, and that's what you're seeing with Tren de Aragua. They're seeing the Democrats won't stop them, and they're like, okay, we're going to move up to killing cops. Democrats don't like cops anyway.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings, two more...
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Y'all, it's audacious what Kamala Harris is doing right now, repainting herself and where she actually is on the border as the true border champion. The one who will secure the border. Trump's just messing around. It's actually kind of jaw-dropping. I mean, the Democrat said, if you want to secure the border, including Kamala Harris, you're a racist xenophobe. She's now running as a racist xenophobe. She'd get away with it, too. Folks, let me tell you what. The national polls don't matter. This whole race will come down to six swing states. Really, three. But widest universe possible, just six. Everything else does not matter. It doesn't matter what's happening in those states. The three key swing states, Wisconsin, Nevada, and Arizona, Trump lost by about 45,000 votes total. That's how close it was last time. It could be that close again. We're on the razor's edge here, okay? And our side's out there this morning. Yay, Harvard Harris poll says Trump at 52% nationally. I don't care. Not interested. First of all, I don't believe them. That's Hillary's pollster. I don't believe. I think they want us to feel like we got this. Just stay home. Someone will also vote. But I got to tell you what. If you listen to Show for Show Prep, Eric Erickson is right this morning. There is no message discipline for Trump. Trump is where he is, where he goes, that scares the heck out of me. Because it's so predictable. He gets bored. He likes to entertain. He likes the attention. He gets bored. He says outrageous things. I guess for attention. I also think he gets bored when he feels like he's in a lead and he likes to knock himself back down to make it interesting again so he can stay in a permanent state of conflict. He enjoys the conflict. That's awesome because none of our Republican leaders will fight. I love that about him. It's why we love him. He's the only one who fights because he loves the conflict. He's got to get it. It's like cocaine to him. He'll knock himself down a few points in the polls to get it. I don't know if he does it consciously or subconsciously, but he does it. So after the assassination attempt, when he was flying high, I went, oh my gosh, I'm terrified. I'm afraid every day to go online and see what he's doing. Because he'll think he's got some points to burn and he'll start doing things like this. Headline, UK Daily Mail. Trump says Kamala Harris doesn't like Jewish people and agrees with a radio host who called her husband Jew a crappy Jew. You're not seeing this today in our media. Our media is ignoring this. I'm going to call them out on it. We shouldn't ignore it. This is embarrassing. Crappy Jew? What? We were this close to maybe peeling off 5-10 percentage points to the Jewish vote. We're not anymore. Kamala didn't have to do anything. Crappy Jew. That's your message. It went worldwide. It's everywhere. It's all over the liberal media this morning. All those crappy Jews, they're not going to vote for us. They're going to forget everything the Democrats just did to them and the horrific anti-Semitism on these campuses. I'm telling you what, that was not the talking points and it was not on the teleprompter. He didn't have a teleprompter for a radio interview, but you see what I'm saying. What other idiotic things has Trump said in the last 24 hours? I don't know how else to rein him in, but talk about it knowing some of you will pick it up and maybe he will embarrass. Maybe we can embarrass him into not losing the Republic. Here's another stupid thing Trump did in the last 24 hours, and I mean stupid. All but accuse FBI Director Christopher Wray of trying to kill him. Look, we all have our suspicions. This thing stinks to high heaven. But I can't prove, and Trump didn't prove, that Christopher Wray tried to kill him. Not even close. We can prove that the FBI has lied about this investigation and what they found. We can prove they've lied about the timeline. UK Daily Mail did that. You could source them. Say, that's, you know, real weird. The FBI director's lying about the timeline. But Christopher Wray tried to kill you? That's going to run all day today. You sound cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs to regular people who don't listen to talk radio, and I have to tell you, that's 80% of the population. The ones you need to win, the independents, you're reminding them of the old Trump. Stop it. Good God, stop. This is what Trump needs to do. This is not hard, and Eric Erickson is correct about this. Eric Erickson's an old campaign manager, so am I. I've won a statewide. You win a statewide one way. You win a countrywide one way. Message discipline. You talk about the border, and you talk about the economy. And that's all you talk about. He needs to read the teleprompter and otherwise shut up. He needs to not talk for an hour and a half. Half an hour of it off the teleprompter. Good God, every moment he does that, everything George Washington fought and died for, all those men on that battlefield is at risk. And it's selfish. It's completely selfish what he's doing. Turn your Truth Social account over to your campaign. Let them change the passwords so you can't get in. And then fire up your Twitter account again. Because you know what's happening right now? If he puts really good talking points on Truth Social, nobody sees them because the media doesn't carry them. If he says something deranged, like Christopher Wray tried to kill me, it's all over the place this morning. He needs his Twitter account back just for next few months. And he needs to hand over the passwords, let his staff change them, and let them keep him on message, or we're going to lose this country. What has Kamala Harris been doing the last few days? Look, Kamala Harris, I played you the audio. This woman is a disaster. She should not be able to win. And I'm going to give Trump credit. His ads are fantastic. They're very disciplined with a very centered message. Why? Because he has no control over them day to day. He can't wander off message. Once they're cut, they run. That's why they're so good. They're on message. It's the only hope we have. Honest to God, the Secret Service going, hey, you're going to have an indoor rally, or hey, we're going to make it hard on you. I'm like, good. Oh, thank God. Good. Good. Just anything. Just shut up. Just go to Mar-a-Lago and shut up. Just shut up. And you can see what Trump's doing. He feels good right now. So he's beginning to wander. He's beginning to wander. Kamala Harris's husband is a crappy Jew. I'm sorry. Can you give me the demographic target for that? What are you trying to accomplish? Who are you going to win with that message? The crappy Jew message. Because now you sound like an anti-Semite. And he's not. That's the funny thing. He's not. There's no bigger supporter of Israel than Donald Trump. He achieved peace in the Middle East. Talk about that. Talk about that. This is horrific. He is beginning to wander off the reservation. This is why I couldn't do this. This is why I supported DeSantis. He can at least achieve message cohesion. Stick to the message. Kamala Harris, with an incredibly focused message, has gone out and told the biggest stinking pile of pack of lies I've ever seen. She is the true border hawk. What a joke. But I'm telling you, if she repeats this with discipline on election day, up until election day, she's going to win. She and her husband, while Trump calls him a crappy Jew and insinuates the FBI director tried to kill him. I'm sorry, who is the FBI director tried to kill me conspiracy theory demographic you're trying to win with that? Could you give it to me? Tell me, is it men? What? What is the age range? Are they independent? What is the, you know what? He doesn't have one. And you know what else he doesn't have? He doesn't have a war room. He doesn't have a coordinated message. If he did, Republicans would be repeating whatever he says. You want to know what a coordinated message sounds like? Here's what it sounds like. They have a war room. They are polling. They are figuring out what their message is. Listen.
And some of what he and his running mate are saying, well, it's just plain weird.
Weird is perfect vernacular. And there is something weird about these guys. Trump's hair is weird.
And 3 days ago, the nation found out what we've all known in Minnesota. These guys are just weird.
All you need to do is war room, give Republicans talking points. Let them boost you. Stay on the teleprompter. Let your staff write it for you. Lock yourself out of the Twitter and Truth Social accounts. Let your staff write it. And you know what? Go to Mar-a-Lago. Relax. Play golf. You got this. And we win. Because this last 24 hours, this is a disaster. She is kicking his butt right now. We do 40 more days of this. We're going to be wondering what happened on Election Day. I knew it. I'm getting taken to the woodshed by a couple of you, not the bulk, and on the text line. That's okay. I don't care. I got to have a country for my kids to live in. I do. And all Erickson is saying is have some message discipline. He's right. And I don't agree with Eric Erickson much. I didn't when he was on the air here. But he's also an old campaign manager, and he knows what he's talking about. And he was saying these weird attacks by Republicans on Kamala Harris, calling her the DEI candidate. First of all, do independents even know what DEI is? They don't. That's inside talk radio baseball. But if you're trying to win black voters and Hispanic voters, and your message to them is Kamala only got the job because she's black? Really? What's your strategy there? There isn't one. Have you maybe focus grouped that? Or no, clearly not. The message instead should be Kamala Harris was the tie-breaking vote for the American Rescue Act. She gave us inflation. She is why you cannot afford groceries. Now we're back in the game. We've just given the Democrats 3 free days to do whatever they want while Trump was screwing around. Because he gets bored. He goes off the reservation, says crazy things that serve no purpose. She's using this time very wisely. And what, you know what we're looking at? You're looking at the hare versus the tortoise. She's the tortoise. She is plodding along. What she is doing is brilliant. While Trump is busy arguing, her husband, Doug Emhoff, is a crappy Jew. That hit the top of UK Daily Mail. That's world international news. That's Trump's message for this cycle. She is telling everyone she is the border hawk. That is hilarious. But if she repeats it enough times by election day, people will, I'm telling you, they will think she is the border hawk. You and I know. The people that they need to convince, the people in the middle, yeah, they will be repeating it with her like drones. Here's what Eric Erickson writes. Again, it pains me to have to read this because I don't agree with it much. I ran political campaigns for years, he writes, before I started doing radio and was very good at my job. Between local, state, national races, I had an excellent success rate. Was sought after by major Republican campaigns. I was so good, I even got myself elected. As someone who's done this for their career, I know something that you're not going to want to hear. The Republican attacks against Kamala as a DEI candidate are not going to be very effective with independent voters the GOP needs to win. Despite current claims to the contrary, Biden chose a black female running mate to reward the black women in the South who pushed him over the finish line. Kamala was chosen because she was a black female, in the same way that Biden could have chosen Michigan Senator Gary Peters as a white Midwestern male if union voters gave him the win. You and I can call it DEI, but it is a political reward to a key constituency. He says, but that's beside the point. For Republicans to paint Harris as a DEI candidate risks alienating the black and Hispanic voters who were the best at their jobs, but quietly wonder if they were only promoted to fill DEI quotas. You may not understand it, but it's a thing in minority communities. Instead, the Trump campaign should be solely focused on one message. Kamala Harris is an opportunistic ladder climber with a vision too radical for America. It's that simple. It's so easy. And if you want to know what message discipline actually looks like, look at Trump's campaign ads. They're very good. Why? Because they're pre-recorded. Trump can't wander off into some wild-haired God knows what. So right now, the news cycle is Doug Emhoff is a crappy Jew. That's her husband. Again, what is the point of this news cycle? We, folks, the early voting in the swing state starts in September. Every day we waste is another day the Republic is slipping away. And she is using this time to frame herself as the true border hawk with no pushback from Donald Trump. Because he's too busy trying to convince people Christopher Wray tried to kill him. Okay, let's suppose he wins. You're going to get people doing what you want, talking about whether Christopher Wray, head of the FBI, is trying to kill you. Okay. Has that helped you win? It doesn't. And what it does is leave Kamala Harris's message uncountered. Why is Trump doing this? He's bored. He gets bored. He likes to be in conflict. He does not like to be winning. He likes to be a bit behind and fighting. And then he gets really good. He goes back into message discipline. He feels he's got this. And he's messing around. This needs to be the unified message from talk radio today. Pull yourself together. Some things Trump can do. Hand your accounts. Oh, you need to reopen your Twitter account. At one point, Trump's Twitter account was worth 20% of the value of Twitter. It's still sitting there. Reopen it. Change the passwords. Give them to your staff. Only message discipline. Nothing. They tweet, you shut up. Hand them the passwords to the True Social account. No more dark conspiracy theories about Christopher Wray. If you can prove he tried to kill you, then come on, bring it. But if you can't prove it, shut up. Because we're about to have a whole media cycle of Trump is crazy and thinks Christopher Wray tried to kill him. Does it look like that? Yes. By unsecuring and insecuring the rally. At least that Mayorkas did it. I haven't even argued it was Christopher Wray because I can't draw that line. Let us make the argument. Let us connect the dots for you. All of us out here in media land. You shut up. If you can't prove Christopher Wray tried to kill you, don't put up a meme suggesting it. Because the media is going to go wild on you. You're going to look crazy to independents. And she's going to look sane. You want to know what sane sounds like? I'll play it for you. This ad. Now, you and I are going to laugh at this ad because it's a pack of lies. But to independents who haven't been tuned in for the last year, who today from Trump have learned that Kamala Harris's husband is a crappy Jew and the head of the FBI is trying to kill him. That's his message for today. This is hers.
On the border, the choice is simple. Kamala Harris supports increasing the number of Border Patrol agents. Donald Trump blocked a bill to increase the number of Border Patrol agents. Kamala Harris supports investing in new technology to block fentanyl from entering the country. Donald Trump blocked funding for technology to block fentanyl from entering the country. Kamala Harris supports spending more money to stop human traffickers. Donald Trump blocked
to stop human. She's getting a free ride right now on that. If I were Trump, you know what I'd be talking about to counter it? This. Elizabeth Warren, huge gaffe. Democrats handed this to Trump. Kamala will amnesty all 12 million she let in, and then she's going to give them to vote.
I believe we need to create a pathway to citizenship. All of that is a part of what we need to do for comprehensive immigration reform. Kamala Harris will work with Congress and get that done.
That's it. That's all you talk about this week. You encounter her. You'll win. But when a radio host throws out, yeah, Doug Emhoff's a crappy Jew, and you agree with him? Oh, God, you just lost 2 days of news cycle. We've only got, 6 weeks before the vote starts? We don't have time for this. Texter writes, hey, Dara, I so agree with you. I'm a North Carolina independent voter. I've always said Trump needs to learn the acronym STFU. Look, I've got people texting me saying, oh, it's not fair. Trump didn't use the term crappy Jew. The radio host did, WABC Sid Rosenberg. Yeah, he's trying to get hits, clicks, and likes. He's trying to get worldwide attention for a show, and he just got it because he got Trump to agree that Kamala Harris's husband is a crappy Jew. Come on, an adult, somebody who should be this smart enough by now, if the radio host says to you, yeah, Kamala's husband's a crappy Jew, what do you say? You don't give them an inch. You say, you know what? Kamala Harris's energy policy is crappy. Did you see she's trying to reverse her position on fracking? This woman's going to turn the lights off like Venezuela. 80% of our energy comes from fracking. She wants to eliminate it completely. That's going to be crappy when we're living with the lights out and you just keep going. Come on. A city council candidate here in Greenville is smart enough to figure that out. This is not going to work if he doesn't pull it together. And he is on the razor's edge right now. Now, there's good news. Joe Biden, when he stepped aside, or whatever that was 8 points ahead in Pennsylvania. The headline yesterday, Kamala Harris winning Pennsylvania. Oh, no, Trump's in trouble. Oh, cool. How much is she winning it by? 4 points. Wasn't Joe Biden winning it by 8? That's backwards, even in Common Core math. But it's still winning Pennsylvania. This is a state we can win. I just gave you the numbers how. And we had, and these numbers are incredible. We had a majority of young men, 18 to 29, in 2020 voted Democrat. Today, a majority tell pollsters they're Republicans. That flip in 3 years. You need to activate that. You need to empower that. You need to get them fired up. You need to tell them why they need to vote. The lights are going to go out and they're never going to own a home. And then you need to send them, wind them up and send them to the polls. These are not hard things. We've just lost 2 days. We're about to get a day worth of coverage of Trump thinks that Ray is trying to kill him because that's what the mainstream media is writing right now. And he looks like a paranoid lunatic. Why? Because Trump can't say how he knows Ray is trying to kill him. What he did was retweet a meme. It's not going to matter. It's not going to matter. They're going to make it into whatever they make it into. So Trump has not been on message, best as I can tell, since at least last Thursday. And look, the days when you need to say something wild to get the media to repeat you, they're over. We have Twitter now. We have X now. It is the number one downloaded news app on earth. Reopen your Twitter account. Put out your talking points. Do not let the media control what Trump says, because they are right now. Trump put some awesome stuff out, some real focused stuff on Truth Social. Nobody sees it. The media ignores it. We don't have the ability to share it where people can see it, which is Twitter. He needs to get back on the Twitter account and again, hand his campaign staff his passwords so he doesn't know what they are. He's let them change them. He did it in 2016. He actually turned the Twitter account over to his staff for a while. It went great. That way, the media can't filter your message. When you put on Truth Social, they just repeat the crazy stuff you say. Now they're in control. They shouldn't be in control. He should be in control. He should be on Twitter. It'd be massive there. And then just repeat the message. Economy, border. You know, look here.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I knew it. I'm getting taken to the woodshed by a couple of you. Not the bulk. And on the text line, that's okay. I don't care. I got to have a country for my kids to live in. I do. And all Erickson is saying is, have some message discipline. He's right. And I don't agree with Eric Erickson much. I didn't when he was on the air here. But he's also an old campaign manager, and he knows what he's talking about. And he was saying these weird attacks by Republicans on Kamala Harris, calling her the DEI candidate. First of all, do independents even know what DEI is? They don't. That's inside talk radio baseball. But if you're trying to win black voters and Hispanic voters, and your message to them is, Kamala only got the job because she's black? Really? What's your strategy there? There isn't one. Have you maybe focus grouped that? Or no, clearly not. The message instead should be Kamala Harris was the tie-breaking vote for the American Rescue Act. She gave us inflation. She is why you cannot afford groceries. Now we're back in the game. We've just given the Democrats 3 free days to do whatever they want while Trump was screwing around. Because he gets bored. He goes off the reservation, says crazy things that serve no purpose. She's using this time very wisely. And what, you know what we're looking at? You're looking at the hare versus the tortoise. She's the tortoise. She is plodding along. What she is doing is brilliant. While Trump is busy arguing, her husband, Doug Emhoff, is a crappy Jew. That hit the top of UK Daily Mail. That's World International News. That's Trump's message for this cycle. She is telling everyone she is the border hawk. That is hilarious. But if she repeats it enough times by Election Day, people will, I'm telling you, they will think she is the border hawk. You and I know the people that they need to convince, the people in the middle, yeah, they will be repeating it with her like drones. Here's what Eric Erickson writes. Again, it pains me to have to read this because I don't agree with him much. I ran political campaigns for years, he writes, before I started doing radio and was very good at my job. Between local, state, and national races, I had an excellent success rate. Was sought after by major Republican campaigns. I was so good, I even got myself elected. As someone who's done this for their career, I know something that you're not going to want to hear. The Republican attacks against Kamala as a DEI candidate are not going to be very effective with independent voters the GOP needs to win. Despite current claims to the contrary, Biden chose a black female running mate to reward the black women in the South who pushed him over the finish line. Kamala was chosen because she was a black female, in the same way that Biden could have chosen Michigan Senator Gary Peters as a white Midwestern male if union voters gave him the win. You and I can call it DEI, but it is a political reward to a key constituency. He says, but that's beside the point. For Republicans to paint Harris as a DEI candidate risks alienating the black and Hispanic voters who were the best at their jobs, but quietly wonder if they were only promoted to fill DEI quotas. You may not understand it, but it's a thing in minority communities. Instead, the Trump campaign should be solely focused on one message. Kamala Harris is an opportunistic ladder climber with a vision too radical for America. It's that simple. It's so easy. And if you want to know what message discipline actually looks like, look at Trump's campaign ads. They're very good. Why? Because they're pre-recorded. Trump can't wander off into some wild-haired God knows what. So right now, the news cycle is Doug Emhoff is a crappy Jew. That's her husband. Again, what is the point of this news cycle? Folks, the early voting in the swing state starts in September. Every day we waste is another day the Republic is slipping away. And she is using this time to frame herself as the true border hawk with no pushback from Donald Trump. Because he's too busy trying to convince people Christopher Wray tried to kill him. Okay, let's suppose he wins. You're going to get people doing what you want, talking about whether Christopher Wray, head of the FBI, is trying to kill you. Okay. Has that help you win? It doesn't. And what it does is leave Kamala Harris's message uncountered. Why is Trump doing this? He's bored. He gets bored. He likes to be in conflict. He does not like to be winning. He likes to be a bit behind and fighting. And then he gets really good. He goes back into message discipline. He feels he's got this. And he's messing around. This needs to be the unified message from talk radio today. Pull yourself together. Some things Trump can do. Hand your accounts. Oh, you need to reopen your Twitter account. At one point, Trump's Twitter account was worth 20% of the value of Twitter. It's still sitting there. Reopen it. Change the passwords. Give them to your staff. Only message discipline. Nothing. They tweet, you shut up. Hand them the passwords to the True Social account. No more dark conspiracy theories about Christopher Wray. If you can prove he tried to kill you, then come on, bring it. But if you can't prove it, shut up. Because we're about to have a whole media cycle of Trump is crazy and thinks Christopher Wray tried to kill him. Does it look like that? Yes. By unsecuring and insecuring the rally. At least that Mayorkas did it. I haven't even argued it was Christopher Wray because I can't draw that line. Let us make the argument. Let us connect the dots for you. All of us out here in media land. You shut up. If you can't prove Christopher Wray tried to kill you, don't put up a meme suggesting it. Because the media is going to go wild on you. You're going to look crazy to independents. And she's going to look sane. You want to know what sane sounds like? I'll play it for you. This ad. Now, you and I are going to laugh at this ad because it's a pack of lies. But to independents who haven't been tuned in for the last year, who today from Trump have learned that Kamala Harris's husband is a crappy Jew and the head of the FBI is trying to kill him. That's his message for today. This is hers.
On the border, the choice is simple. Kamala Harris supports increasing the number of Border Patrol agents. Donald Trump blocked a bill to increase the number of Border Patrol agents. Kamala Harris supports investing in new technology to block fentanyl from entering the country. Donald Trump blocked funding for technology to block fentanyl from entering the country. Kamala Harris supports spending more money to stop human traffickers. Donald Trump blocked
She's getting a free ride right now on that. If I were Trump, you know what I'd be talking about to counter it? This. Elizabeth Warren, huge gaffe. Democrats handed this to Trump. Kamala will amnesty all 12 million she let in, and then she's going to give them to vote.
I believe we need to create a pathway to citizenship. All of that is a part of what we need to do for comprehensive immigration reform. Kamala Harris will work with Congress and get that done.
That's it. That's all you talk about this week. You encounter her, you'll win. But when a radio host throws out, yeah, Doug Emhoff's a crappy Jew, and you agree with him? Oh, God, you just lost 2 days of news cycle. We've only got, what, 6 weeks before the vote starts? We don't have time for this. Texter writes, hey, Dara, I so agree with you. I'm a North Carolina independent voter. I've always said Trump needs to learn the acronym STFU. Look, I've got people texting me saying, oh, it's not fair. Trump didn't use the term crappy Jew. The radio host did, WABC Sid Rosenberg. Yeah, he's trying to get hits, clicks, and likes. He's trying to get worldwide attention for a show, and he just got it because he got Trump to agree that Kamala Harris's husband is a crappy Jew. Come on, an adult, somebody who should be this smart enough by now, if the radio host says to you, yeah, Kamala's husband's a crappy Jew, what do you say? You don't give them an inch. You say, you know what? Kamala Harris's energy policy is crappy. Did you see she's trying to reverse her position on fracking? This woman's going to turn the lights off like Venezuela. 80% of her energy comes from fracking. She wants to eliminate it completely. That's going to be crappy when we're living with the lights out and you just keep going. Come on. A city council candidate here in Greenville is smart enough to figure that out. This is not going to work if he doesn't pull it together. And he is on the razor's edge right now. Now, there's good news. Joe Biden, when he stepped aside, or whatever that was 8 points ahead in Pennsylvania. The headline yesterday, the Kamala Harris winning Pennsylvania. Oh, no, Trump's in trouble. Oh, cool. How much is she winning it by? 4 points. Wasn't Joe Biden winning it by 8? That's backwards, even in Common Core math. But it's still winning Pennsylvania. This is a state we can win. I just gave you the numbers how. And we had, and these numbers are incredible. We had a majority of young men, 18 to 29, in 2020 voted Democrat. Today, a majority tell pollsters they're Republicans. That flip in 3 years. You need to activate that. You need to empower that. You need to get them fired up. You need to tell them why they need to vote. The lights are going to go out and they're never going to own a home. And then you need to send them, wind them up and send them to the polls. These are not hard things. We've just lost 2 days. We're about to get a day worth of coverage of Trump thinks that Ray is trying to kill him because that's what the mainstream media is writing right now. And he looks like a paranoid lunatic. Why? Because Trump can't say how he knows Ray is trying to kill him. What he did was retweet a meme. It's not going to matter. it's not going to matter. They're going to make it into whatever they make it into. So Trump has not been on message, best as I can tell, since at least last Thursday. And look, the days when you need to say something wild to get the media to repeat you, they're over. We have Twitter now. We have X now. It is the number one downloaded news app on earth. Reopen your Twitter account. Put out your talking points. Do not let the media control what Trump says, because they are right now. Trump put some awesome stuff out, some real focused stuff on Truth Social. Nobody sees it. The media ignores it. We don't have the ability to share it where people can see it, which is Twitter. He needs to get back on the Twitter account and, again, hand his campaign staff his passwords so he doesn't know what they are. He's let them change them. He did it in 2016. He actually turned the Twitter account over to his staff for a while. It went great. That way, the media can't filter your message. When you put it on Truth Social, they just repeat the crazy stuff you say. Now they're in control. They shouldn't be in control. He should be in control. He should be on Twitter. It'd be massive there. And then just repeat the message. Economy, border. You know, look, here's the other thing. He should be hitting her on Venezuela. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris cut a deal with Maduro. They would lift all the sanctions, make him rich. He'd live like a king. All he had to do was hold free and fair elections. He just laughed in their face. Stole the election right in front of him. And Kamala Harris has yet to stand with the people of Venezuela who are being shot in the street. She hasn't said a darn thing about, hey, maybe we shouldn't shoot them. She hasn't stood with them. She's with Maduro, what it looks like, and she's getting a free ride on it right now. Why? Because Trump's talking about crappy Jews. Whatever that is. Okay, I'm frustrated. I need you guys to repeat this message. He needs to be embarrassed into pulling himself together. This is not a campaign. This is a self-immolation. Texter writes, hey, Dara, I so agree with you. I'm a North Carolina independent voter. I've always said Trump needs to learn the acronym STFU. Look, I've got people texting me saying, oh, it's not fair. Trump didn't use the term crappy Jew. The radio host did, WABC Sid Rosenberg. Yeah, he's trying to get hits, clicks, and likes. He's trying to get worldwide attention for a show, and he just got it because he got Trump to agree that Kamala Harris's husband is a crappy Jew. Come on, an adult, somebody who should be this smart enough by now, if the radio host says to you, yeah, Kamala's husband's a crappy Jew, what do you say? You don't give them an inch. You say, you know what? Kamala Harris's energy policy is crappy. Did you see she's trying to reverse her position on fracking? This woman's going to turn the lights off like Venezuela. 80% of our energy comes from fracking. She wants to eliminate it completely. That's going to be crappy when we're living with the lights out and you just keep going. Come on. A city council candidate here in Greenville is smart enough to figure that out. This is not going to work if he doesn't pull it together. And he is on the razor's edge right now. Now, there's good news. Joe Biden, when he stepped aside, or whatever that was 8 points ahead in Pennsylvania. The headline yesterday, Kamala Harris winning Pennsylvania. Oh, no, Trump's in trouble. Oh, cool. How much is she winning it by? 4 points. Wasn't Joe Biden winning it by 8? That's backwards, even in Common Core math. But it's still winning Pennsylvania. This is a state we can win. I just gave you the numbers how. And we had, and these numbers are incredible. We had a majority of young men, 18 to 29, in 2020 voted Democrat. Today, a majority tell pollsters they're Republicans. That flip in 3 years. You need to activate that. You need to empower that. You need to get them fired up. You need to tell them why they need to vote. The lights are going to go out and they're never going to own a home. And then you need to wind them up and send them to the polls. These are not hard things. We've just lost 2 days. We're about to get a day worth of coverage of Trump thinks that Ray is trying to kill him because that's what the mainstream media is writing right now. And he looks like a paranoid lunatic. Why? Because Trump can't say how he knows Ray is trying to kill him. What he did was retweet a meme. It's not going to matter. It's not going to matter. They're going to make it into whatever they make it into. So Trump has not been on message, best as I can tell, since at least last Thursday. And look, the days when you needed to say something wild to get the media to repeat you, they're over. We have Twitter now. We have X now. It is the number one downloaded news app on earth. Reopen your Twitter account. Put out your talking points. Do not let the media control what Trump says, because they are right now. Trump puts some awesome stuff out, some real focused stuff on Truth Social. Nobody sees it. The media ignores it. We don't have the ability to share it where people can see it, which is Twitter. He needs to get back on the Twitter account and, again, hand his campaign staff his passwords so he doesn't know what they are. He's let them change them. He did it in 2016. He actually turned the Twitter account over to his staff for a while. It went great. That way, the media can't filter your message. When you put it on Truth Social, they just repeat the crazy stuff you say. Now they're in control. They shouldn't be in control. He should be in control. He should be on Twitter. It'd be massive there. And then just repeat the message. Economy, border. You know, look, here's the other thing. He should be hitting her on Venezuela. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris cut a deal with Maduro. They would lift all the sanctions, make him rich. He'd live like a king. All he had to do was hold free and fair elections. He just laughed in their face. Stole the election right in front of him. And Kamala Harris has yet to stand with the people of Venezuela who are being shot in the street. She hasn't said a darn thing about, hey, maybe we shouldn't shoot them. She hasn't stood with them. She's with Maduro, what it looks like, and she's getting a free ride on it right now. Why? Because Trump's talking about crappy Jews. Whatever that is. Okay, I'm frustrated. I need you guys to repeat this message. He needs to be embarrassed into pulling himself together. This is not a campaign. This is a self-immolation.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.